This is Mike Breed at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for January 2020. During the month, there were 1,998 single-family homes sold across the state, a 6.6% increase from January 2019. At the same time, the median single-family home price spiked 6.9% on a year-over-year basis to $251,000, a 12-year high for the month of January. Meanwhile, condo sales saw 559 transactions, a 4.7% increase on a year-over-year basis, with a median sale price of $161,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Glad to be here. You know, we're recording this on Super Tuesday, and I got out and cast my vote. I hope you did, too.
Now, it looks like Connecticut real estate started 2020 off on the right foot. Do you expect this momentum to carry into the spring housing market?
Under normal circumstances, I would certainly say absolutely yes. The number of homes sold in Connecticut has been in decline for almost 2 years now. And then last fall, in September, sales volume picked up, and now we have substantial gains for 5 straight months. And we have seen gains in the median price as well. That's for the second half of 2019. And now in January, with gains in both sales and median prices over 6%, I'd say that we are warming up for a big spring market. But there is uncertainty in the air as health concerns related to the coronavirus have changed the economic ballgame substantially. The stock market suffered losses, and people are concerned about the global supply chain. People are even concerned or afraid to congregate together. So I'll take a pass on any predictions on whether consumers will feel comfortable about home shopping in the spring. I'll have to just wait until we have a better idea of whether we face a crisis or face just a minor blip that passes quickly.
$161,000 marked a 5-year high for the median condo price in the month of January. Is this a good sign for the Connecticut condo market moving forward?
Condos did well in the fourth quarter last year and continued with a very strong January. But I think that the real estate markets are just simply moving together in sync. When single family sales increase, then generally speaking, the condos sales, they move up too. And the same with the median prices. So I don't see any indication that one or the other is accelerating faster. The rising tide is really floating all boats.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for January 2020. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.